今天我们继续来看提摩太后书第一章。
We're going to continue to our study of the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1.
上一次我们停止在第五节。
We were actually stopped at verse 5, 2 Timothy verse, chapter 1, verse 5, last time.
今天我们要从第六节开始。
We are going to start, we're going to pick up from verse 6 of 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我要从第六节读到第十二节。
I'm going to read verses on the scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 to verse 12.
为此，我提醒你，使你将上帝借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为上帝赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按上帝的能力与我为福音同受苦难。上帝救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师傅，为这缘故我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 to verse 12. Verse 6, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.Verse 9, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. But it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Verse 11,And of this gospel I was appointed a herald, an apostle, and a teacher. Verse 12, that is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Let's pray.
主，谢谢你。当年你借着使徒给提摩太弟兄这些教导，这些鼓励，如今你也借着这些话语来鼓励安慰你的孩子们。在日常生活里头，我们会遭遇到许许 多多的挑战，甚至于许许多多让我们灰心丧志的一些事情。但是你给儿女的使命是，我们必须要传福音，我们不可以以主耶稣基督的福音为耻，更不可以以那些为福音受苦难的弟兄姊妹们以他们为耻。所以主你的圣灵今天早晨要再一次提醒我们，让我们知道我们做儿女的该有一种什么样子的心智行为，活在世人的眼前，做那美好的见证，让你的名始终被高举的荣耀。求主与我们同在，使用你的话语，这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you for your apostles, for through your apostle Paul to write to Timothy for these comforting and encouraging and messages of teaching, Lord. And these messages speak to us even today, offering us encouragement and comfort, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We know there are a lot of struggles, a lot of things that are cause for discouragement in our life today, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, that through these messages of comfort and encouragement, that today we would not be ashamed of the gospel. We would not be ashamed of those brothers and sisters who are in suffering for your name either, Lord. May we be able to be the witness for you. May your name be exalted. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We all know Timothy's last book is the last book.
Most of us would know that 2 Timothy is the last book the Apostle Paul wrote during his life on earth.
收信的是提摩太，是他用福音拯救的，或者说用福音所收养的一个儿子。
The recipient of this letter is the child or the son that he has adopted or has saved or redeemed through the gospel, Timothy.
当保罗第二次被关在罗马监狱里头的时候，他知道他的生命不久。
When Paul was imprisoned for the second time in the imprisoned the second time in Rome, he knew he didn't have lots of days, many days on earth.
因为在那个时候，罗马的皇帝是尼罗。
Because during that time, Emperor Nero was reigning in Rome.
我们记得尼罗王是一个神经不太正常的一个皇帝，他把这个罗马城放一把火烧掉。
We knew from history that Emperor Nero is not what we call a normal person, normal guy. He actually set fire and burned Rome, the city of Rome into nothing.
然后把这个罪名推在基督徒的身上。
And the Christians during that time were the scapegoat of these arson that Emperor Nero did.
所以在尼罗的时候，基督徒到处受到这个压迫，有很多牺牲了他们的性命。
So during the time of the reign of Emperor Nero, many Christians were persecuted, and many of the Christians were even martyred for the name of the Christ.
保罗进过罗马监狱两次。
Paul was imprisoned twice in Rome, in the city of Rome.
那么第一次在罗马监狱里的时候，记载在《使徒行传》最后的那一章里面。
The first time he was imprisoned in the prison in Rome was recorded The account was recorded in the last chapter of the book of Acts.
我们发现在那个时候，他们对待保罗相当的宽容。
We found through the account in the book of Acts, they were pretty lenient to Paul during his first imprisonment in Rome.
虽然他是个囚犯，但是他可以接待这个探访的人，甚至于可以留他们在监狱里头。
Although he stayed in the prison as a prisoner, he was able to receive guests and people who are visiting him, and they were able to stay over in the prison with him.
可是第二次进了监狱，他说受的待遇就完全不同。
But a second time when he was imprisoned again in Rome, he received completely different treatment from the first time.
他一直都是带着枷锁。
He was always in chains, in shackles.
所以他写信给提摩太的时候，就用各种方法来鼓励他。
So when he was writing to Timothy, he used different ways to encourage him.
因为提摩太是个年轻人。胆子比较小。
Because Timothy was young at that time, and he was a little bit timid.
虽然他很爱神。
Although he loves God very much.
他从保罗那里得到了许许多多的教导鼓励。
He received lots of exhortation or encouragement from Paul.
但是他天生有一个缺点，就是他胆子很小。
But he does have a weakness that he was even born with. That's he was a little timid.
所以保罗写这封信给他的时候，他那个时候心里面是相当的胆怯。
During the time that Paul wrote this letter.Timothy was very much, actually, he was not very bold, he was not very brave.
So, 保罗写这封信给他，一方面向他表示对他的爱顾。
So, the purpose of Paul's letter to him, he wants to show him of his love and his care for Timothy.
因为对保罗讲，所有他的同工里头恐怕提摩太跟他的关系是最亲近。
Because to Paul personally, amongst all the co-workers, that Timothy would be the one that he considered the closest to him.
而在那个时候，我们看到跟保罗在一起的很多都已经离开了他，跑掉了。
And if you see from the letter today, that many people who have been co-workers with Paul.Have deserted him and left him.
所以保罗盼望借着这封书信，能够让提摩太再一次的这个心精神能够兴旺起来。
So he, Paul wanted to write this letter to Timothy, so he may strengthen him in his mind.
所以我们看到这封书信里面的内容，许多都是。鼓励提摩太不要这个灰心失望。
So lots of quite a part of this letter was focused on encouraging Paul, encouraging Timothy not to lose heart and to not to be discouraged.
因为保罗知道，大概写了这封信之后不久，他自己也不能够存在世界上。
Because Paul knew before long that he is not going to be on this earth anymore.
所以我们看到在第五节里头，他提醒提摩太，他的这个信心是从他的外祖母跟他的母亲那里传达下来的。
So if you read, if you still remember verse 5 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul reminded Timothy that the faith that he has now comes from his grandmother Eunice and his mother Lois.
我上一次提醒弟兄姊妹们，当保罗说你的信心是从你的外婆、从你的母亲那里来的，并不是讲到说他的信心是从外婆跟母亲遗传来的。
Last time I emphasized the fact that when Paul mentioned that, just reminding Timothy that the faith comes from the grandmother and also Timothy's mother, does not mean that it comes by inheritance or he inherited the faith from his mother and grandmother.
我们都知道，常常听到人家讲，神只有儿子女儿，没有孙子孙女的。
We do hear a lot about this very popular saying that God only has children. God does not have grandchildren.
所以我们的信心不是遗传来的。
So we do not inherit our faith from our parents or our ancestors.
我们的信心是从我们注意我们父母他们对神的信心的那个见证，从那个学来的。
Our faith comes from the fact that we actually would emulate or learn from the examples of our parents, learn from the testimony of their faith towards God.
你的父母爱神，你的父母为神舍命，并不能够保证你也是爱神的，属于神的。
The fact that your parents love God and your parents would give sacrificially to God does not guarantee that you are going to love God or you are God's child.
那么从第六节开始，是使徒保罗鼓励提摩太，要他不要失去神所给他的许许多多的恩典。
Starting from verse 6, Paul was reminding Timothy not to lose many of the graces that God has granted him over the years.
所以从第六节在讲，为此我提醒你，使你将上帝借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
Verse 6, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
那么在这个时候，保罗就提醒提摩太，他是有许许多多的这个条件让你不至于失去对神的那种信心。
Over here, Paul started stating many of the things that would encourage Timothy not to lose his faith in God.
首先你可以做的一件事情就是要这个把上帝借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
So the first thing Timothy can do is to fan into flame the gift of God that has gift from God to Timothy, which is in Timothy because of the laying of hands of Paul's hands.
这就是神当初曾经给了提摩太许许多多属灵的恩赐。
Because God has given or granted Timothy many spiritual gifts.
这个地方在原文里头的恩赐是一个单数。
If you look at the word gift, in the original language, the Bible language, it was a singular form.
同样的，在彼得书信、彼得前书里头讲到这个恩赐的时候，也只用一个单数。
If you read the letter by Peter, the first Peter, when they mention the spiritual gifts, the word gift is also in a singular form.
我们看彼得前书第四章。
Would you turn with us to book of First Peter?
彼得前书第四章是他倒数第二章啊。我们看 他第十节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10. First Peter 4:10.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做上帝百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按照上帝的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按照上帝所赐的力量服侍，叫上帝在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 to verse 11. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
你看在这里很明显的第十节里的所讲的那个恩赐，包括了后来许许多多其他的恩赐在其中。
It's very obvious from verse 10, when they talk about whatever gift, the word gift actually includes many the gifts of different forms that were stated in verse 11.
那十一节里的说，讲到的要按照上帝的圣言讲。服侍人的要按照上帝所赐的力量服侍，叫上帝在凡事上因耶稣基督的荣耀。
So when we talk about the gift, it's in the singular form, but in verse 11, they talk about gift of speaking. When you speak, you should speak the very words of God. A gift of serving. When you serve, you should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
当神给他们儿女属灵的恩赐的时候，
When God grants spiritual gifts to his children,
不只是只给一种恩赐，
Usually the spiritual gifts is not limited to just one,
常常给他们一群的恩赐，
Usually God will give them a variety of gifts, a group of gifts.
所以我们看到在教会里的许许多多侍奉的，他不只是说是单会讲道，他也知道怎么样子去关心人，他也知道怎么样子去替人祷告等等的恩赐。
So when you, the observation is when you see in the church, people's gifts are not necessarily limited to one. You see a brother or sister who has the gift of speaking or gift of teaching,they also have the gift of mercy, of caring for other people and visiting, and they also have the gift of praying.
所以圣经里头常常用一个单数的恩赐，包括了给这个人的一群的恩赐。
So in the Bible, the word gift, the singular form gift, actually includes a variety of gifts or a group of gifts.God has granted his children.
所以我们千万不要因为只是讲到独一的恩赐，就讲神只给的这个人这个恩赐，没有其他的恩赐。
So just a reminder that when we talk about a gift, a spiritual gift, we cannot exclude that God will give actually more than one gift to a brother or sister in our midst.
这第六节里就讲到使你将上帝借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
Verse 6, it talks about fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
所以这个所谓按手给你的恩赐，恐怕是指着保罗在为他蒙恩这个蒙召的时候替他安守而给他的恩赐。
So when you talk about the gift that comes from the laying on of my hands, it might refer to the gifts that when Timothy was called into ministry and when Paul was blessing him through laying on of his hands on Timothy, that's where the spiritual gift was granted.
可是假如 神给了我们恩赐，我们不使用这个恩赐。
If God has given His children a spiritual gift, but we are not putting it into use,
那么往往你就对这个恩赐慢慢慢慢的失去了那种火热的心智。
The consequence is usually you gradually lose the fervor and the passion you have for that specific spiritual gift.
这就是为什么保罗跟提摩太讲，第一件事情你要做的就是把我这个把神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
That is why Paul has been reminding Timothy to fan into the flame the gift of God which was given to Timothy through the laying on of Paul's hands.
这当我们侍奉神的这个时间里头，我们慢慢慢慢的远离神。
So we might be able to drift away from God during the time of our service.
神所给我们的这个当年的那火热的那种恩赐，慢慢慢慢的也会冷却下去。
Even the gift that we were on fire for, when we first believed in God, when God first granted us, it can slowly cool down if we don't pay attention to it.
但是我们可以把这些恩赐能够像火一样的眺望起来。
But there's one thing that we can do is we can fan into flame this gift of God, this gift from God.
就是当我们在恢复跟神的那种亲密的关系的时候。
So when our relationship, intimate relationship with God was restored.
为什么我们的恩赐慢慢慢慢的冷却？
How come our this passion for the spiritual gift has cooled down over the time of our journey with God?
因为当你远离那个给你恩赐的神，你就把当初的那个火热的心慢慢慢慢的冷却。
Because the moment that you drift or stray away from the giver of that spiritual gift, which is God.
我相信我们当中有不少的弟兄姊妹都有这样子的经验。
I believe that most of brothers and sisters in our midst would have similar experiences.
我们都觉得为什么当初我刚信神的时候，我的心那样子的火热。
We sometimes wonder about the first love that we had for the Lord, that we were just on fire for the Lord.
为什么我现在对神的那种爱心，对神的那种信心，慢慢慢慢的冷却下去了？
How come we cannot keep the warmth of our love and our faith for the Lord as we believed Him for the first time?
一般人信徒以为哦，个个都是这样吧。
Usually the believer will think that's very common. It's a very common experience.
弟兄姊妹，不是每个人都很自然的有这样子的一种趋向。
Brothers and sisters, this is not necessarily true for everybody.
我们的信心，我们的恩赐慢慢的冷却软弱，因为我们不知不觉的远离了我们的神。
The reason we are not on fire for the Lord, our faith and our spiritual gifts, we're not passionate about it anymore. It's because we have drifted away. We have left our Lord.
所以保罗鼓励提醒提摩太的第一件事情，就是你先要把我按手所给你的恩赐再一次的像火一样的眺望起来。
That's why the first thing that Paul has reminded Timothy to do is to, like a fire, that we should fan into flame the gift of God, which is in Timothy.
因为什么呢？因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Because of what? Because in verse 7, the spirit God gives us is not a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of love, of self-discipline, and of power.
让我们不要忘记，我们所有的能力，我们所有的爱心，所有的啊，这种这个啊，侍奉神的那种火热的心，都是从神来的。
Let us not forget one fact is that everything that's in us, either the power, or the love, or this love for God when we serve, they all originate from God.
你当初那样子爱神，那样子火热的跟随神，如今好像不再有那样子的勇气跟热心。
The fact that you were on fire for the Lord, you were so passionate about God when you first believed, but now you are not as passionate anymore.
这个不是神的问题，这是你的问题。
The problem does not lie with God, but actually lies with us.
你永远要记得一件事情，就是神这位刚强啊无敌。的这位神不可能给人一个胆怯的心。
You should always remember this fact that the God of power, the God who is invincible, would never give his children a spirit of timidity.
当我们在生活里头对某一件事情、对某一个人物有这种胆怯的那种心意的时候，这个不是从神来的。
If we are afraid of or we're timid, intimidated by something or some people in our life, remember this does not come from God.
神从来不给人胆怯的心，因为神从来没有胆怯。
God will never give us a spirit of timidity because God himself is not a timid God.
他提醒提摩太，他说你不要忘记神已经给了你一个刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Over here, Paul reminded Timothy that don't forget the fact that God already gave you a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline.
所谓刚强，在原文里头是讲到好像你有了一包火药。
The word power in original language actually means as if God has put a pack of explosive inside of you.
那它这个字原文叫 dunamai 是火药。
The word dunamis means gunpowder.
神所给你的是一个刚强的心，好像一包火药一样的。目的就是要让你成就神在你们身上的旨意。
God has given you a pack of gunpowder, a pack of explosive inside of you so that you can, his purposes and will can be accomplished in and through you.
同时神所给你的那颗心不是一个胆怯的心，而是一个仁爱的心。
And at the same time,that the heart or the spirit God has given you is not a heart of timidity, but it's a heart of power and a heart of love.
每一个基督徒都应该有神所给的仁爱的心。
Every believer should have this heart of love from God.
这个仁爱是没有无极的一种爱。
The love that we were talking about here is a love that's self-sacrificial or self-denying love.
一个真正爱主的仆人，他不可能常常都是想到自己的好处。
A servant of God who truly loves God, usually have very little time to think about himself.
他都是为人着想。
He's thinking about mostly about other people.
他不会说是为着啊忘记了人家而只看重了自己的需要。
He will seldomly think about himself, and then at the expense of other people.
因为这个是仁爱的心必然的结果。
Because this is the natural fruit or natural result of a heart of love.
当你爱一个人的时候，你什么事情都是为他着想，不为你着想。
When you love somebody, you would do everything for others and not for yourself.
我们一般的这个不了解神所给我们的这个爱的时候，我们把这个爱看成是一种一般的很自私的一种爱。
For some of us who are not quite familiar with the love that God has given us, we think about love in terms of this selfish type of love.
这就是为什么很不容易有一个真正彼此相爱的一个家庭。
That's why it is very hard to maintain or to have a family with family members who truly love each other.
当他们觉得真正的相爱的时候，其实他们的动机是很自私的。
When they think that they are truly in love, actually, the motives are very self-centered.
因为我爱你，所以你要把这个给我。
Because I love you, I want to get something from you.
不是讲因为我爱你，我什么都愿意给你。
Instead of saying that because I love you, I would like to give everything to you.
一个基督徒必须要了解神的爱是种什么爱。
So a Christian need to understand what is the love that when we talk about God's love.
神的爱特别叫做 agape， 这个爱是给出去的爱，是一个无给的爱，是一个一切都是为了所爱的对象的人而做的牺牲。
God's love in the original language means agape. It means a love that's sacrificial, a love that is denying yourself, a love that you would do everything for others and not thinking about yourself.
而且神所给我们的这个心不只是刚强仁爱，而且是谨守的。
Look at verse 7. The heart that God has given us is not only the heart of power, a heart of love, but also a heart of self-discipline.
这种的心是管制我们的，是让我们的心智一切都有条有理的。
This is a heart that is actually restraining ourselves and focusing our minds, our will, so everything in our life is in order.
让我们无论做什么事情，都要根据神的旨意。
That in what everything we do, that we do according to God's will and God's purpose.
所以这种心特别被称为谨守的心。
So a heart like this is called a heart of self-discipline.
那么英文里的讲，这是一个 disciplined heart.
The English says disciplined heart.
是一个 secure and sound mind.
这里讲的是一个非常非常能够集中精力来服侍神的一个心智。
所以让我们知道神所给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
So we should know that what the heart that God has given us is not a heart of timidity.
这里讲什么？神的儿女是大无畏的。
Over here, what they are saying is that if you are God's child, if you are God's children, that you should not be afraid of anything.
为什么神的儿女大无畏？
Why is that a fact?
因为他从神那里得到了一个刚强仁爱而谨守的心。
Because the heart that we have received from God is a heart of power, a heart of love, and a heart of self-discipline.
所以保罗用这件事情来提醒提摩太。
So Paul is reminding Timothy.
你怎么可能现在胆怯，好像惧怕前面所有的苦难？
Paul is reminding Timothy, how can you be timid or how can you be fearful of the future?
在第八节中文开始丢掉了一个很重要的连接词。
If you read the Chinese version of verse 8, they're actually missing a transitional word, transitional.
一个连接词 connection
word.
Yeah.所以他特别就提醒提摩太，你不能够因此而给我们的主做见证为止。
The connection word that's missing is the word soul. Basically, he said, because of the heart that was given to God, by God to you.That Timothy should not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord.
因为从第七节到第八节，当第八节开始的时候就这样说 ，Therefore, 你不要以给我们的主做见证为止。
So from verse 7 to verse 8, there is this connection word, therefore. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord.
假如提摩太的恩赐已经为火所眺望
，If the spiritual gift given to Timothy has been fanned into flame，
又从神那里得到了刚强、仁爱、谨守的心
，And he has received this heart of power, this heart of love, and heart of self-discipline，
他就不应该以为主做见证。和保罗的为主被囚这件事情为耻辱。
If those two things happen, Timothy should not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of Paul, his God's prisoner.
所以他很稀奇的一件事情，就是在第八节的下半节这里讲，他说总要按上帝的能力。与我为福音同受苦难。
Something is very unusual. It's the second part of verse 8. Over here, the second part of verse 8 says, "Rather join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God."
换句话说，保罗他教导提摩太的一件事情就是，你不要因为罗马的皇帝那样子凶狠，你就失去了信心。
In another word, what Paul is saying here, he was telling Timothy not to lose his faith just because of the cruelty of these emperors, emperor in Rome.
这个不是保罗提醒提摩太的话。
This is not the words that Paul has reminded Timothy.
因为假如是那个样子的话，那么提摩太他不可能会这个信心能够被眺望。
If that is the case, it's very hard for the faith of Timothy to be fanned into flame.
保罗提醒提摩太的一件事情，就是提摩太啊，你要知道，有我们的神在背后操纵一切。
What Paul wants to remind Timothy is that there is a sovereign God who's behind everything, and he is in charge of everything.
你所看到的是尼罗王。
What you see with your eyes is Emperor Nero.
是那个监狱里头那些苦的苦事。
Are these sufferings and persecutions in the prison?
可是你忘记了， 我们的神是掌管一切的。
But you forgot one thing, that our God is a God who is in control of everything.
你要按照上帝的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
You should join with me in suffering for the gospel with or by the power of God.
今天我们所有一切的遭遇，弟兄姊妹们，都是有神的安排。
Brothers and sisters, everything that we've been through or are going through right now, the circumstances, they are orchestrated by God.
我们在这个世界上有这许许多的难处，这许许多的胆怯，因为我们忘记了我们的神是掌管一切的。
There are the many hardships that we face in our life or things that cause us to fear. Actually, the reason we fear is because we forgot that our God is a sovereign God. He's in control of everything.
我们受苦，我们失去了自由，并不表示神失败。
The fact that we are suffering, the fact that we are in the midst of hardships, well, the freedom is limited, does not mean that God has lost this battle.
那么世界上的人，他们所看到的就是，哦，你看，基督徒也照常生大病，基督徒也照常出车祸，基督徒也这个，基督徒也那个。
The way the world sees us is they think, look, the Christians, even they are not exempt from getting sick or getting into accidents.
这是不信神的人，他们做一切，对一切事情的评价都是这样子。
This is the way unbeliever sees the world.
可是我们信主的人应该有不同的看见。
But we as believers in the Lord should see things differently.
在一切事情的背后都有神的能力。
Behind everything, that we should see God's power behind everything.
我们看一处圣经，在腓立比书前面，腓立比书第一章十二节到十四节，这样就是说明我们的神他做的事情跟世人的所看到的是不同的。
If you would turn with us to the book of Philippians, book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to verse 14.
所以他在给腓立比人的书信里头，就向他们解释为什么他现在要被抓在监牢里头。
Philippians 1 verse 12 to 14 explained to the people that the reason that Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
他说，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传上帝的道，无所惧怕。
Philippians 1 verse 12 to verse 14. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel, verse 13. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ, verse 14. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear.
所以世人所看到的是基督徒关在监牢里头。
So through the eyes of the world is that they see Christians locked up in the prison, in a cell.
这个大使徒保罗被关在监牢里头，失去了自由。
This apostle Paul lost his freedom and is chained in the prison.
他们不知道，因着保罗坐在监牢里头，许许多多的传福音的人为福音更加的努力。
But what they don't see, what or they don't understand is because of the chains of Paul in that prison, many brothers and sisters, many people who are preaching the gospel have become bolder, and they are preaching the gospel without fear.
越发放胆传上帝的道，无所惧怕，就是刚才我们姊妹翻译的，是不是？
And they're all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear, as said in verse 14.
所以我们要了解，我们的神没有失败。
So we have to understand our God, the God that we believe in is a victorious God.
对于一切的事情，神有他的做法。
In everything, God has his way of doing things.
人只看到保罗坐牢。
We see the men see Paul inside the prison.
人不知道，因为保罗一个人坐牢，神的福音，主耶稣基督的福音。更加在到处广传。
But they don't see that because of this one person, the Apostle Paul, being in prison, many people get to hear the gospel, and the gospel have become widespread.
因此上，保罗呼召提摩太跟他一同为福音来受苦。
Therefore, Paul calls Timothy to join with him.In the suffering for the gospel.
我们再看一书彼得前书第四章。
If you can turn with us to the book of 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章十四到十六节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 to verse 16.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为上帝荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给上帝。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 14 to verse 16. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed.For the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer, or thief, or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. Verse 16. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name.
我们知道在提摩太后书三章十二节那里，保罗提醒提摩太一件事情。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 12, Paul has another reminder for Timothy.
我相信我们每一个神的儿女都应该要注意。
And this is something that we should be keeping our mind as a child of God, every one of us.
提摩太后书三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
三章第十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
所以，今天。你在外面很少看到基督徒做基督徒该做的事。
That's why you seldomly see Christians doing the things that Christians should be doing.
你在餐馆里的很少看到基督徒大声的感谢神祷告。
That's why you very hardly see any Christian.Would pray out aloud in a restaurant.
多半的基督徒都是一去就一看到好吃东西了，马上大口就吃起来。
Most of the Christians would go into the restaurant and they start eating without saying grace.
那么另外有一些比较这个亲近神的，好像不大好意思，但是呢又不愿意在餐馆里的被人家注目，所以就低着个头，嘴在那儿嗯嗯讲几句。
And there are some Christians who would consider a little closer to the Lord. They wanted to say the grace, but they don't want to draw attention from other people in the restaurant. So they would just mumble their words very quietly, saying grace and praising the Lord for the meal.
因为每一个人都记得保罗提醒提摩太的时候，他说凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
Because they do know that the reminder of Paul, Paul's reminder for Timothy in this verse that says everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
保罗对提摩太讲，你现在为主受苦，付一点代价，有什么稀奇？
What Paul was saying to Timothy is that the current suffering that you are suffering for the sake of the gospel is not to be compared, it's nothing big.
每一个爱主的、为主做见证的都要受逼迫。
Actually, it's something very normal because everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
有些在家里的就受了逼迫。
Some of you are being persecuted in your own family.
你家里的妻子、丈夫、这个儿子、女儿反对你信主。
Maybe your husband, your wife, or your son, your daughter, they are against you because of your faith.
所以当你信主的那一刻，你就要立定心志，为主而受逼迫。
So the moment that you put your faith in God, that you want to set your mind on living a godly life in Christ Jesus.
也因为这个缘故，主耶稣基督的福音才能够广传。
And it is because of this persecution that the gospel of Jesus Christ can be spread to other people.
我想我们今天恐怕要停在这个地方。
We are just going to stop here today.
因为这个下面的第四个这个理由啊，就是要讲到我们怎么样子得救的，我们应该要了解。
Because the fourth reason that Paul has given Timothy is about the doctrine of salvation. How are we saved?
这是一个很重要的一段，这个只有几句，但是是很重要的这个教训。
Although there are only a couple of verses here, but it's a very important doctrine. It's a very important teaching.
我想还是下一次我们再一同来看。
I think we are going to look at it next time, so we have more time for this important doctrine.
因为我们下面还要薄饼。
So we can save some time for the breaking of bread, the communion.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
就谢谢你，借着使徒保罗给我们这些提醒。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for these reminders from Apostle Paul.
主啊，我们不能不承认，在日常生活里头，常常忘记我们在人面前的见证。
But we have to admit that oftentimes we forget to witness in front of others.
许多时候是因为我们的软弱。
Most of times it's because of our own weakness.
我们没有信心来为你做见证。
We have little faith to witness for you.
我们惧怕周围的人比惧怕你还要过分。
Lord, we fear men more than we fear you.
求主饶恕我们的软弱。
Lord, please forgive our weakness.
让儿女们能够从今天起振奋起来。
Lord, may we be encouraged starting today. May your children be encouraged starting today.
让我们知道神在我们身上都是有目的的。
That we know that God, you have a purpose.And you have a will for each and every one of us.
若是我们一切按照他的心意生活，
If we live according to God's will,
主的福音就会更加的、更快的广传。
The gospel of Lord Jesus Christ will spread far and wide and very effectively.
求主给我们信心。
Lord, would you give us faith?
让我们相信神是掌管一切的。
That we would be able to believe that you are a sovereign God, you are in control of everything.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.